Yesterday the sugya, six lines from the bottom, seven lines from the bottom, and the zayin on the bays. With tava mana azlina, I basa mikoy azlina. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says like this. Boi rava. Dorsa al kli veloy shav yasa. You stepped on a kli and you didn't break it. V'nizgal galamok emacha v'nizba. But the kli rolled to another place and got and broke. Mao basa mikoy azlina. The gufehu, do you go basa when in the beginning? And it's its guf, which means that it's kilu you, the animal broke it with its guf. Do you go basa when it broke? Since it broke in another place, the animal was jumping over here on it, and it didn't break. Now it rolled to another place. Do I consider that as kayach? And that'll be basa mikoyah azlina, I'll go with it for right now. Or basa tava mana azlina, and I would go with it what the Shavis is. I'll go with it what it's later. Now, v'tzrayasin. What makes difference if it's now or later? Then it's tzrayasin. Tzrayas is chatzin ezek.
Rabbi said before that we say kacha kagufo and tzrayas is taka kaicha.
Okay.
No one argues on it.
Okay. Okay, but still. The shayla is over here, do I say that it goes right away, right where I'm standing, or do I go basa later? So now, let's be patient from Rabbi. The Omer Rabbi. Zora kli meyoy shagag. Someone threw down a keli from the top of a roof. Uvoach aveshaver b'makel. Someone while it was in midair, and it was going to go hit the rock and break. It was going to hit the ground and break. And this his friend came and knocked it and broke it earlier. Damino le mana shaver makel pata. He's pata. The second guy is pata. Why? Damino le mana tviya tava. This thing was already broken, so it's already a broken kli and your potter. So
the one threw it off the roof is chayv.
Right, the first guy that threw it off. So what do you see from here? You see basa mikoy azlina. Since it's going to break later, so I say, even though right now it's not broken, but it's like it's broken, and that's why the second guy's potter, yeah, the first guy's chayv.
But there's no tzara to it, sure. If somebody, if you stand on top of it and you throw down somebody's item,
we're not looking for tzrayas. We're looking for the fact basa mikoy or basa tavamana. Do I dan it? It's not true, because that's right.
But it's not a raya from the event. For sure, no matter what, he's chayv.
No.
If not for this, is it for sure breaking?
Yeah, but maybe not chayv.
Why?
I'll tell you a different case. If I throw down a rack on the kli, it didn't hit the kli yet. It's hitting there, there's no chance, no wind, nothing. And someone goes there and breaks the kli. What's the halacha?
The
second one's chayv.
Yeah, but Tosis says it's not compatible.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
not saying
compatible. I'm just trying to answer.
You throw a rock at a
that means over here we're talking about you throw the kli.
It's what you broke.
What are you throwing down? You throw the kli down?
What are you throwing down? The stone.
Still broke, okay?
Right. So the second guy is potter. Again, what was that? Yeah.
No, in both cases, the second guy broke the actual
kli. Right. But the first, in our case, the Gemara's case, the second guy's going to be potter. Since the kli was the one that was already falling down, that's really possible.
As soon as you let it go.
That's lichtish in the kli, right? We don't see
it right away.
Somebody jumps over,
probably
an engine.
Right, but over here, we consider it broken. So we tell you, so what do you see? That basa mikoyah azlina, you see that you go basa right away. Since it's going to break, so we say, you see, you go basa right away. Zakti Gemara says, so too. So the Gemara is trying to be madama, so too over here with the kli, with the tanagal or whatever was jumping on the kli, darsa ala kli, and it didn't break and it rolled someplace else. So you say, basa mikoyah azlina.
No, 1 second. And, whoa. I'm sorry. Right. I'm skipping 2 lines, okay?
Yeah. So you see that you say, basa mikoyah azlina. And the same way, over here when you're throwing down the kli from the gag, you say basa mikoyah azlina and the first guy's chayiv, so too over here you'll say it's his kayach and the first guy, and it's not called tzrayas.
No, we say mana tefira, it goes after the guy who threw it down.
No.
Because it's as if it's broken.
That's basa mikoyah. Mana tefira means
before,
tava means when it breaks. So if you go basa when it breaks, it never broke yet, so the second guy should be chayiv.
Do we view the person that threw it down like it's broken already?
Yeah. That's why he's the one that's chayav.
Okay, now the case by us. The case by us. As soon as the animal kicked it, it's broken.
Right. We see it. We see it all up in his act, not in what happened later. If you see what happened later, that's true. That happened in the second step. So we see it up all up right away.
But we want to be poached the kasha.
The kasha from here that b'asam mikar
hazlan. And then you should pay nazik
shal. Right. It's not serious.
In this case is dafka. It says daras, right?
Yeah.
It didn't just push it down the street.
Okay.
What's? When he put his foot down and knocked it, and it rolled.
Right. It's just,
what?
What do you mean? No, okay, I understand. So what's
what
do you
want? What did he do, this guy? What did it?
Right.
What did this behemoth
do? No, you want to make it worse? No, I hear you. I'm saying, right, that's true.
So, I mean, it's not... If you just push it, I want to know, is that the same thing as throwing it off the roof?
Yeah. Very similar, yeah. Why are we talking about such a case? Because Mistam, we want to make it a derech, regel. It's not to throw things off the roof. We don't see that. Here, the animal was trying to be derech, and it went flying.
It didn't break it.
It didn't break it. It broke later on, but that's called already the kilu now.
Yeah, I'm just learning a connection between later and now. In
our case.
Yeah, in our case. What I'm saying is, for all intents and purposes, you could have just kicked it down the road and put it broken over there. What do I need?
Right. I'm just saying because you want to make a pot of regal. So just the kicking of fly, that's a pot of regal. That's to be the pshat. It's uche b'kach. It's uche b'kach because you're trying to play with the kli. Really, it'll be the same case. Yeah. Uh-huh. That'll be mamash that case, yeah. Zok to Gemara, the Rabbah pshita le Rabbah mi bayle. You're right. Loi Rabbah it's pashut, which means that you're right. Rabbah was pashut the shayla that you go basa meikara, but Rabbah is asking now. That means Rabbah and Rabbah can argue. So I understand, Rabbah, you're pashut, but bring me a bris or bring me something to be pashut. I don't care that, but for you it's pashut. So Gemara, so let's bring a bris to try to bring a raya to this case. Tashma, let me bris hidus. If a tiny girl is jumping, ain't a mood. It's not a mood. V'yei shaymim, harei a mood. That is a mood. So like, what are we referring to? Why shouldn't it be a mood? A tiny girl normally jumps, so why shouldn't there be a mood? What's the tzad yei shaymim? Ain't a mood. Harei a mood. Why not? Elalav, what are we discussing? He does, who was jumping, v'hitiz, and racks went flying out. And then it broke a cleat. So... What? Yeah, the kli. Yeah, it's a gilgal kli. Yeah, yeah, and it broke. Zok to Gemara, ubahakam ifli. The ma'asav abasam ikar azlino, and that's why you chayv to pay nezik shalom. Ubahasav abasatav amayon azlino. You go when it broke, and therefore when it broke, has been like tzayis. So that's good for the machlekes. Our case is good for the machlekes, and that'll be why Rabba was pashut. He went like the man the Ahmed that held. That it's a mu'ud, and Rabbah was pashut, was misupik. Why wouldn't it be tzeres? Because tzeres means you hit the rack and then the rack hit the kli. Here it's the kli itself. You're playing with the kli and the kli broke. What? The who? The same thing. He hit the kli, the tanigo was hitting the kli and it jumped and the kli rolled to someplace else and broke. Yeah. So the mu'ud light. No, that's not the case. It's discussing behitis tzairis. It's not talking about tzairis. Not like we thought that it meant that you hit the kli and the kli went rolling. It's talking about you hit the racks. Overplug to the sumchas rabbanik and miflag again. The arguing gufa, if tzairis, we know that we always thought tzairis is chatzin ezek, but we found sumchas that holds that sumchas, that it's only that you pay nezek shalom. So that's what this b'ris is arguing. So he does, the machlaikas of mur ein mur is discussing a case of tzairis. And there we take a machlek as a simchas rabban. Okay, so that's not a raya to our case. The Gemara now comes to bring what? Yeah, okay, that's true. Okay, zok the Gemara vaitis. Let's bring a different raya. Toshmat and a goyim shei mechatim bechevel dli. A tanagol that were poking at a chevel, the string of a dli that was holding
what
a dli.
What are we bringing a raya to? That is a machlekas.
No, we want to know. He asked the shayla. Right, Rava had a shayla.
Oh, so he said the
Rabbi Pshita. Rabbi Pshita. Rava's trying to bring a brisa, find something that would hold like that. Toshma. Tanagolim shei mechatim bechevel dli. Tanagol that were mechatit bechevel dli. They were poking at a string that was holding a dli, a kli. V'nifzak hachevel. He broke the string. V'nishba dli. And the dli broke. So Mishalma Nezik Shalom. So you pay Nezik Shalom. Pashtas we're discussing on the Dli, on the Kli. You pay Nezik Shalom. Shema Mina. Vasimikoyaz Lina. Here you see Lachaya. That since the Tanaga was poking at the Chevel, and now the Kli, the Dli went down and broke. So that's Mamash our case. So you see Vasimikoyaz Lina.
No, we don't say Chatzin
Nezik. Right. And if we want to, that's not serious. So you see, when I'm poking on the Etzim thing and then the Kli broke, that would be called. That would be called Nezek Shalom, not Tzreus. And Tzreus would mean only when you're hitting a rack and the rack hits the Kli. But over here, we're dealing with Etzem Kli, that would be Basim Mikazlin and you pay Nezek Shalom. So Gemara, no, Tigma, explain it over here, there's going Achevel. You're paying, the payment's not for the Kli, the payment is for the string. That's what you're paying over here. It means you ruined someone's string. The Kli may be Yechayiv on Yechatzi Nezek. The string is what you chayav nezek shalom. But the chevel meshunei, chevel is not a normal thing to eat. So the chayra you should pay chatzin nezek because it's not shein, it's keren. It's not normal. So you should pay chatzin nezek for the string. A tanaka doesn't need the string.
Why would the mishnah only explain half the thing? We have to talk about two things. We talk about breaking the kli and also breaking the string. So we're already passing on the
break. We're only discussing that second half. Well,
so then ignore it. Just say this, okay, Chavon.
Forget the Dli.
Because
later, the Sefer is going to want to be talking about the Dli also, so we'll have something.
But it doesn't make sense to talk about the Chavon either. If the Chavon is nifsak, you tie it together. So what do you lose? A penny?
You want someone to break the string and you're going to have to tie it together?
So what?
Whatever it is.
You wouldn't bother with it.
It was a fancy string. It wasn't.
Yes, of course. It's a fancy rope. You tie it together.
Yeah.
You do that all the time.
Someone's mazik your rope, your schlack rope, you'll just tell them they'll tie it together.
Listen, people hit my car and damage it. And I don't fight with them.
Okay, that's sadik. Okay. Zakta Gemara. Okay, so Gemara explained that we're discussing the Chevel. That's what you pay Nezek Shalom. But the Gemara, Chevel Meshoni, Chevel is not the norm, so therefore you should only pay Chatzin Nezek. So the Gemara is Belisha. That what did you put? You put on the string, he didn't eat the string by itself, you put on there some dough. And therefore, that's what he was eating it. So it tasted good. It was dough with a string in it. So therefore, you pay, very interesting, you'll pay Nezek Shalom on the string. The dough, okay, whatever the dough is worth. But therefore, it's normal for the animal to eat it. We declared two days ago, if the animal eats the pears with the bag, or whatever, or how much you chayv on the bag, or whatever. So we're saying now, you'll be chayv nezek shalom, because even though he's eating the string, well, you put a little bit isa around it, and that's what got him to eat it. But since he's already, there's a reason for him to eat it, it's normal for him to eat it, who cares what's coming down with it? We all eat things that, you know, from the outside looks good and then there's the maizah. But that's the matzis. That's really that. Okay. So, Gemara. V'anishbet dli katani. The Braisa said nishbet dli. Why are we talking about the chevel? Good. It's true. The chevel also got ripped apart. But the Braisa is discussing the nishbet dli. The Braisa says, Claude, Nishba Adli, that the Dli broke. Ella.
Also Nishba.
Right, and over there it says, Mashal Nezek Shalom, Mashman, both of them. Ella. So one second. So what do we want to bring? We want to bring a Raya to Rava's case that you were playing with the Kli and the Kli went flying. And you say, Basa Mekar, you say that you go Basa Kaycha. You go Basa what happened right now. So too over here, the Dli went flying, and it's Claude, the Rava, that the Chayiv Nezek Shalom. Zakta Gemara, no. Ella Sumchasi. Really, maybe this Brais is going like Sumchas, the Amat Tzreyas, Nezek Shalom, Mishal. That Sumchas says on Tzreyas, you pay Nezek Shalom. And therefore, it could be talking about a case of Tzreyas. Don't bring me a Raya. And if it's Tzreyas, you don't see Basame Kayaz Lina. Tzreyas means that what happened later. And that's how we normally paskin, we say normally Chatzin Nezek. But this Brais was going like Sumchas that says Nezek Shalom, Mishal.
One Brais is going like Sumchas and another Brais is not.
You always have that. If it doesn't say any names, you can blame it on whoever you want. That's the way, come on, what I'm saying. It's a little misleading.
No.
It's more than a little, it is.
You're going on a concept. Bryce may be a certain way, but it's saying a concept.
Well, Bryce's were said in all different places.
No,
this Bryce was said, Sumchas Tamidim. Sumchas is a Tana. And the Tamidim wrote it, and they didn't care to write his name. They held everyone off of Sumchas, right?
But according to the Gemara, it's not talking about the chavah,
right? Right, we'll finish with the chavah.
But what's the case now, according to this? We have to touch it up that it's really tzroiris.
Yeah.
So how does what's the case?
What do you mean? What's
the case by us that it's really tzroiris?
Okay, the string, and then it broke.
It's going. No, we don't need racks. That's not shayla. Racks is definitely tzroiris.
Oh, Ella Sumchis was saying that we push it over shayla.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Racks is definitely tzroiris. Our shayla is also considered tzroiris.
I thought we were being doicha the right.
No. Sumchis and. Light sumchis this will be, but light chachamim taka, it would be so Rav Shaila would be dependent on sumchis and chacham. It's taka tzeris, and fakat, and it won't be dependent. We want to keep basam mekar, basam.
But we don't care about sumchis at all
anyway. Right, he's not lalacha, so we would go like the chachamim, and we would say chatzin nezek, and it's considered a case of tzeris.
We don't know what Rabban would hold. You still have one paishit.
Yeah.
Just this price is not going.
Right. Zok the Gemara, is sumchis. If you're going to tell me this price is going like sumchis, ema seifa. There's an end to the price. We didn't see it yet, but now the Gemara is going to bring the end to the price. The end to the price is nitiz mimenu shava v'nafal al kliacha. If it separated, if you broke the string, you ripped the string, and now it left.
Talking about the pail.
Yeah, no, nitiz mimenu, the pail left, and shava v'nafal al kliacha, and it fell on another kli, v'shavroi, and it broke it, alarisha mishalim nezek shalim, v'alacha mishalim chatzin nezek. So now this kli broke, and it fell onto another kli, and it broke that kli. So now on the first one it says you pay nezek shalim, on the second one that broke is you pay chatzin nezek. V'i sumchis, mi is the chatzin nezek? Does sumchis hold of such a mitzias of chatzin nezek? Sumchis always says, tzoris, nezek shalim. So, and this braisa ends off. That I have a case for Yuchatzi and Ezek, so it can't be going like Sumchis. Zakti Gemara. V'chitei m'shayni leid l'sumchis bein Nezek. Koicha l'koich, koicha, if you're going to want to be mechalik. By Sumchis between Nezek. Of koicha, of your own koich, or koich, koicha. Why? Because this li that broke, that was koicha. And now another kli that broke with it, that's koich, koicha. So that's worse than Tzeres itself.
It's one step further.
Why? Because tzeris itself is that you were playing with the rack, and now the rack went ahead and hit the kli. So that's tzeris. Over here, what happened? Over here, the kli broke because of your kayach. Why? Why did it break because of your kayach?
Because you shook the string.
Because you shook the string. Right, exactly. So now the kli broke, and now that broke something else. So that's kayach kayach. So everybody say mechtes sumchis b'chalsed is alacha. You don't say sumchis just went on and on and on. We saw the Gemara, if you remember the Gemara, Makkas, the Chesam and Aleph over there, where the Tama hit the tree, and then the tree hit the fig, and then it hit someone. And so that's Kayach Kayach, that's a further step. You don't just say that Sumchas holds, in such a case, that they automatically, Sumchas always holds Yichayev, Nezuk Shalom.
Is there a tzad that you not have anything at all?
It could be somewhat of a grum, but that's not the Shmuz. I mean, he was saying the Yichayev Chatzin Nezuk. It's like a Karen, it's Meshunah, right? It's Tzayas,
no, maybe not. Maybe you can't zet that I'm with this case, because maybe you wouldn't be Chayev at all.
Right, right. The Gemara doesn't have such a sound.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not shaykh.
Why chatzin is it though? It's not tzoros.
It's tzoros. It's a further case of tzoros.
Ah, it would be of tzoros.
It's more similar to tzoros.
So how would sumchus know?
But in such a case of tzoros, sumchus holds chatzin ezek.
Yeah, where did he get it from?
Obviously, he holds
the
Alachim Shalom
and nothing. Where does he get
that?
Obviously, he holds
the Alachim
Shalom
and
nothing,
but only in some cases. Right. He holds such a case. It's not Alachim Shalom. This is regular Nezer. Zakti Gemara. Ve'alaha debayi of Ashi. Rashi kled, kayach kayacha lesumchis, ki kayacha dami, alav ki kayacha dami. Rashi kled, loit sumchis, is kayach kayacha ki kayacha. Michayev Nezek Shalom or not? Tifshit lehi, the lav kikach adam. So you should be patient from this braisa that, like sumchis, we see this braisa has to be going like sumchis. And you could bring a raya from here, Ravashi klad it, and if we have a braisa, why would Ravashi klad? So you should be patient from here, the late sumchis is lav kikach adam, and you only pay chatzin ezek. So then my Ella lav, Ella my, what are you going to say? Abanani. You're going to say that this braisa is going like the abanani, shemami, no, basami kazin. So sumchis is out. So obviously we're discussing here the Rabbanon. If it's not Tzumchis, it has to be the Rabbanon. And once it's the Rabbanon, what do you see? Then you go about some Mikazin, because we're telling you on the Dli, on the first Dli, you're going to pay Nezek Shalom. So if on the first Dli, you're going to pay Nezek Shalom, obviously, that is, and we said it has to be going to the Rabbanon. and we pass like the Rabbanan. So therefore, in Rava, had a shayla, if you went ahead and you were jumping on the kli and the kli fell and broke, and therefore you're paying Nezik Shalom. It's not a case of tzarius, and even the Rabbanan agree that you'll pay Nezik Shalom. Well, that's for sure tzarius. That no one's going to say that. You want to be part of? We can't be going like Sukkot. So we have to be going like the Rabbanan. So now we have the Rabbanan. Like Rabbanan, for us it's a Raya. Instead of, Rava's case was just jumping on the Kli, here we have that he broke the Chevel, he broke the string, and now the string with the Leon at the broke, so that's considered Kaichai, and the Chayiv Nezik Shalom.
So the Rabbanan say that it's the start of the process?
That's what you pay Nezik Shalom. If not, you pay Chatzi Nezik.
Omer
Habibi Barabaya, no, I don't have a riot to this. Why? Because it could be discussing the case of the Ka'azel Minei Minei. Here the Dli, it didn't break right away, and the Tanaga was rolling it along. So he keeps on pushing it. He keeps on pushing the Dli. He cut the string, true. But now the Dli didn't break. So he keeps on pushing the Dli till it breaks. So since he pushes the Dli till it breaks, that's not serious at all. That's mamish, the animal doing it itself. So therefore, Yichayev Nezik Shalom.
Why would you say that?
Because we're just trying to bring, that's a good kasha. It's not mash like that, but you can go this, you go like that. It's a matter, we don't have a claw, right?
Big
matcha, right? So we don't have a raya again. We're still stuck without a raya. Do I say that this price is a raya to the Rava's Nibaya, that when a kli falls down, you say basa mekara of basa tava man? Now, I mean, it's dumb. This whole thing of basa mekara. What does this mean, basa mekara? What does that mean? It's not broken yet.
You have Rava's because Rava says that's called broken.
So why should it be called? Why should it be called broken if something's not broken yet? Ain't broken till it's broken. What do you say? What's the nusach? Ain't broken till it's broken.
No, but you put in a koyach into it, they broke it.
It's broken.
If you throw a guy off the roof and then he falls into a net, then he's...
See, that's a real lamma shalom.
That's not what happened to me. Your action created his breakage. You threw him.
I'm talking about the throw.
That's the Gemara's right. It happened to have taken an extra 30 seconds. It's taking place, but your action...
When's the yard side for this kli? If you throw someone down, when does the yard set?
Well, that's not the just discussed. It's not the same, right? And when you're throwing it, you put in enough of a kayak to break it. So it took an extra few seconds. So what?
But we're talking nothing about time.
If someone caught it, and the maestro caught it and it didn't break, what's the halacha?
That's what we just said. Man.
Who keeps it?
The guy caught it.
Right, and you mechui. What?
You have to
hug
you,
Shalom
Adas.
Well,
it's only
right.
A
shiloh.
Somebody catches it, doesn't have to
continue
to
know
it.
It's
no. It's in the yam.
It's like an ocean case.
Yeah, you keep it.
It's only a
shiloh
if it ends up breaking.
No.
No?
Oh, you mean
it? Our shiloh here is only if it ends up breaking. Then we go back and we say, when did it really break? If it didn't break, of course no one.
Okay, so that's the big machlokes. He's telling that the whole shadow is only for the maaseh that broke. If it didn't break, then the whole shadow is basa mekara, means the mafre. Which says that when it broke, I say the mafre, alam de shavad, that it's kilo broke then. But if it never broke, then I don't say the mafre. That's bechal not pasha to say.
Because the point of the marble arrived from Rabba, and you see Rabba holds that when it
someone else breaks
break.
It. Oh, so he could say that it's also broken. Okay, fine.
The weather punch from Rabba, it's still broken already.
Someone saves him, what do you want? Should he have it?
No, someone kills him. But it's fallen.
Same thing. It's already killed.
No, but Yishlam does have a year, so.
but it's a difference by me, so this
okay.
The whole Jim Carpenter Sussle. This is she to the whole Jim Carpenter Sussle, you hide.
What?
This is she to the whole Jim Carpenter Sussle, you hide. So it's no right for
him. Oh, okay. Yeah. Zakti Ma'avait, Boy Yuava. So we don't have a pshitas to this shadow. Zakti Ma'avait, Chatzi Nezik Tzoris. We know always by Karen, we know that's where the most case of Chatzi Nezek is, there's a tam and a mu'ud. So by Karen, we know that when you're paying 50%, you pay migufa. Means from the animal that was mazik, that's what you pay from. And when you pay Nezek Shalom, you know you pay me'aliyah, not just from the animal that was mazik, You pay from wherever, any right out of the pocket, wherever you can take from. So now we're claiming, b'chatzin nezik tzoris. We know chatzin nezik tzoris is not like a kind, it's not like a tam. Still, you pay chatzin nezik tzoris l'mesh m'sinai. Where do you pay out from? Do you pay out from the guf or you pay out from the aliyah? Zakti Gemara, migufay m'shalim. Maybe I should pay migufay to l'ashkan chatzin nezik to m'shalim aliyah. I never found any place which is the only place is Karen, but any time that I pay chatzin nezik, I always pay migufay. So too over here, b'chatzin nezik tzoris, I'll pay migufay. Or I dilma m'aliyah m'shalim. Or maybe I'll pay Me'aliyah to Ashkan Ke'uchah and Mishalim Megufay. The reason why Karen pays 50% when it's a tam, because it's not the derech, it's not Uche. But over here, where it's Uche, Mistoma, I should pay Me'aliyah. That means in a way it's similar to Karen, in a way it's not similar to Karen. One way it's similar to Karen is that it's Chatzin Nezik, so maybe I should pay Megufay. The other way it's not similar to Karen, it's not similar to the whole Karen itself, because Karen pays Me'aliyah, sorry, Karen is Uche, Karen is Lav Uche. And this is a Tal of the Ragel, this is Urche.
Gemara's Maskar is the Chatzin Nezik Knas. How do you learn about Mamma for Knas?
Again, what's Shadda?
Gemara's Maskar is the Chatzin Nezik Knas. And we don't never learn about Mamma for Knas.
Okay, you have to know what type of learning out this is. This is just the way, a type of a payment. It's not so much you're learning out the Chiv. It's what type of payment, so we're telling this type of payment. That's my Toshma. We'll bring the old Braisa. The Braisa said, Hidus ain a mu'ud. If the Tanaga was jumping on this kli, it's not a mu'ud. V'yeshem ha'rez a mu'ud. So the Mar, Hidus ha'kadaitach, what's the tzad? If he's jumping on the kli, it's not a mu'ud? What do you mean? He's a valiz mu'chuy. Yeah, it's regular regal. El alav, Hidus v'hitis. It was jumping on the kli, and it rolled down, and it broke. V'v'alkamif, what are they arguing? Mandam ain a mu'ud. K'sav ha'migufa m'shalam. What does it mean, mu'ud ain a mu'ud? The man that says not a mu'ud, he holds megufay mishalim. He pays from a guf like other chatzin nezek. Umandam a mu'ud, ksav me'aliyah mishalim. That means, what does it mean, ain a mu'ud? Ain a mu'ud, he has dinim like a tam, which means he pays megufay. And the other man says that he pays me'aliyah. So that means it's similar to mu'ud that he pays me'aliyah. So the man, loy, the pluk to the sumchaz rabbanon, they're arguing about sumchaz rabbanon kim miflugi. They're arguing. If you hold, everyone agrees it's tzoris. The shaila is it a mu'ud and you pay nezek shalem like sumchis, or it's tzoris and you pay chatzin nezek like derabanan? That means the Gemara thought to say that everyone agrees that you pay nezek shalem. The machlekes, because you're a mu'ud. The machlekes is just if you're going to pay me gufa and aliyah. Of them, the Gemara, no, the machlekes is gufa and the amount of payment, do we go like sumchis or do we go like derabanan? So that wasn't a riot. Toshma. A dog takes a cookie. Now a cookie that's on fire. V'halach l'gadish.
Cold,
right.
Very hot.
Yeah. Okay. V'halach l'gadish. And he went into a gadish. V'achal l'chayara. And over there he ate the cookie. V'hidlik is a gadish. And now the gadish, he burnt the gadish. Al-achayara. Al-achayara, m'shalam nezik shalem. On the cookie, he pays nezik shalem. V'halach gadish, m'shalam chatzin nezik. And on the field, he pays chatzin nezek. So it's about my time. Why is he paying chatzin nezek? La mishum, the havelu tzoris. Isn't that similar to tzoris? V'toni alo, mishalam chatzin nezek, migufa. Over there, the Braisa says, we didn't see that part of the Braisa, but the Braisa ends off saying that you pay chatzin nezek, migufa.
What's he having here that this is similar to tzoris? You managed to put a coal down and burn something.
When you took away the nezek from where it is, from the mukum of where it is.
Ish always like that. Eish is always traveling away from the place where it's going.
No, but that's part of Eish itself. It means Eish itself is going. Here, this cookie would have stayed right here. And the dog went ahead and schlepped it to the air. So automatic, that's then like Tzoris.
But the Baal Eish is not as Eish. Tzoris
is better.
It can't be Chayvel to Eish.
He's asking the Chay, every Eish should be like that.
Yeah, but over here, this is not the Baal Chavarar's Eish. This is the
age of the Bala God, the Bala, right. Okay, so anyway, says Dr. Gemara, so V'tani Allah, M'shalam Chatzin Nezek Megufa. So over there you see Kla, that you pay Chatzin Nezek Megufa. So I see that a case of Tzoris would be paying, this is not Karen, this is Tzoris, and you see that you pay Megufa. So the V'tizbriyam, this is true, Rabbi Laza Nezek Shalom Megufa Miashkechan, Lai Rabbi Laza. So now the, over there it says Vaita. The Shita Rabbi Laza that says you pay nezek shalom, over there in that Braisa Rabbi Laza argues, and he says you pay nezek shalom. The Tanakhama says what we just said, you pay chatzi nezek on the Gaddish. But Rabbi Elazar over there argues and says you pay nezek shalom. So do you, and over there it says, Vayta migufa. Do we have such a thing that you pay nezek shalom migufa miyashkicha? How could that be? You don't pay, there's no tzad in the world. We never saw any place that you pay nezek shalom from the goof. Ella, kigoyin, the shani. Has to be that it's different over there.
Yeah,
Beleza says over there Nezek Shalom, and he's going off to Tanakhama that says Chatzin Nezek Megufa. Obviously, and the Gemara understands that's called Beleza held over there. What's the Megufa? And if Beleza held over there Megufa, we never found any place that you pay Megufa. Zakti Gemara.
Taking the words of the Tanakhama.
Tanakhama, I'm putting it to Beleza also. Oh, it seems like maybe it said it, Taka. We don't know. We don't have the price. The Gemara, Mihashka, Eloki Goin, the Shani Baha Bigacheles. Over there, it was different. It's discussing a case that it was Mishonah. So it was a different type of case. It wasn't the regular case. We have a lot of Sabbath of Tafin. We have a lot of Zuk of Tafin. The Amma Mishonah came Bechotza and Nizik. Nezik Shalom Mishalom. And we have a lot of Zuk of Tafin that says Mishonah came Bechotza and Nizik that he pays Nezik Shalom. I think we should stop here because it's a continuation. Tomorrow's a Shulah Amma. Hopefully we'll finish that.